Senior Drum Major Benjamin Jones and Junior Drum Major Emma Rogenbach. Is the band ready?
Again, you're listening to WLNW Sports at the half, the Sandusky Marching Band on the field. Listening to the WLW Sports Network at the half as Sandusky leads 16-6 over the visiting USA Patriots. We will return just after this to recap the first half of action on your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network.
For over 30 years, a group of highly trained tire and car repairmen have been in battle against vehicles with mechanical problems. If you're having trouble with your motorized vehicle and you need help, call Kynith Tire, otherwise known as the KT.
Cars and trucks and SUVs, we fix them all, we guarantee. Tires and brakes, engine repair, KT will make a car go anywhere. Stop in today and get an oil change. Let the KT fix your car and make your day. Kynith Tire is second to none. We on the KT team can't be outdone.
So if you need help with your vehicle, RV, camper, tractor, or ATV, whether it's tire or auto repair related, call Kynith Tire, otherwise known as the KT. Call 810-376-AUTO. Kynith Tire is located at 3680 Rangeline Road, Deckerville, Michigan.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Just look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom located on the east side of Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists are there to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Randy's Hunting Center has over 100 variations of this bolt-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Don't miss the 25th annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend at the Emily City Fairgrounds on Sunday, September 10th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 10th at the Emily City Fairgrounds.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
Sandusky came out of the gates in this ball game. It looked like they're going to run all over the USA Patriots, but the USA Patriots slowly fighting back here. They trail the Sandusky Redskins at the halftime, 16-6, a 10-point differential. Now we check in with Dave Hansen to find out how we got to this point. Dave.
One score in the first quarter. Sandusky strikes first at home on a Trey Brown 5-yard run, and the 2-point conversion was good. 8-0 Sandusky at the end of the first quarter. In the second quarter, more of the same. Trey Brown in again, on this time from 12 yards out, and then a Campbell 2-point conversion run was good. Sandusky led 16-0, and then with 5 minutes to go in the half, Josh Lang on a 13-play drive caps it off from 9 yards out. The 2-point run was stuffed, and that would be your halftime score. Sandusky leading the USA Patriots 16-6.
Before we go on here, I just want to point out, this is for, I know it's only week three, but this is the best marching band we've seen all season. They're 62 strong out there and playing some good music.
They may be very tough to beat this season as well.
So let's take a look through the individual stats on both sides of the ball. For the USA offense, they have 120 yards of total offense, 106 of that coming from the ground game. Sandusky is 158, 115 rushing, 43 passing. For Sandusky, they are led by, that'd be Brian Ross, with 8 carries, 62 yards. Trey Brown has 6 carries, 24 yards in both scores. And Joe Wenzel, who went down with an injury in the late from the first quarter, 6 carries, 20 yards. Through the air, Ryan Campbell is 2 for 3 for 43 yards, both brought in by, that would be Brian Ross, in fact. Trent Lee has 1 incomplete pass. For USA, they are led by Alan Raban, who saw some light coming in that, especially in that second quarter for him. He has 10 carries for 49 yards, averaging 4.9 a carry. Josh Lang then, 7 carries, 26 yards, and the lone score for the Patriots, he's averaging 3.7. Micah Kramer, 3 carries for 20 yards. He's brought down the backfield for a sack for -4, which brought his average down. And Hunter Bone, 3 carries for 11 yards. Micah Kramer through the air is 1 for 2 for 14 yards. But that one catch into the hands of Rocky Hahn brought a little life into the USA Patriots.
Not much going on. Both teams very equal when it comes to yards. Sandusky just a few more yards in the game. Not a lot of possessions for each team. Long, very long drives for Sandusky and USA both. So not a lot of possessions to go around and not a lot of things going on. Sandusky capping off 2 drives and had the ball before the half. Basically running out the time. USA had a late chance but wasn't able to get down the field in less than a minute. So not a lot happening here. It's a long drive, milking a lot of clock, but a couple really nice passing plays by both quarterbacks, especially Ryan Campbell of Sandusky. Made a couple really good throws, and the incomplete one certainly had a chance to be a big impact on this game as well.
On the defensive side of things, both teams have 24 tackles. Sandusky has 1 sack. USA has 1 tackle for a loss. That's the only difference. Leading the way for USA would be Cade Ryerson. He's a linebacker. That's a good sign. Cooper Caulfield, Hunter Bone, and Brendan Prime and Josh Lang all have 3 tackles. Drew Revert, Miles Geiger, and Jared Lang each have 2. And then Blake Ryerson in the books with 1. The tackle for a loss goes to the hands of Cooper Caulfield for a loss of 1 yard. And that's all for USA on the defensive side. And clean game from both sides, I will say. Very few penalties. For Sandusky, they're leading the tackles. Splitting the way is Brian Ross and Jared Tubbs, each with 4. Jim Brown, Landon Poplinski in with 3. And then Jack Sheridan and Brendan Krieger in with 2. And then with 1 is Jacob Horst, Preston Schultz, Trey Brown, Braxton Washi, and Trenton Lee. The sack goes in the hands of Ben Krieger for a loss of 4. Tip pass for Brian Ross. And just 1 face mask on defense for Sandusky. So clean game. And we're starting to see back and forth play from both sides.
And neither defense really being able to come up with a stop. Both Sandusky drives basically went all the way the length of the field for scores. And USA had one of their 2 most main drives go all the way down the field and score. Sandusky did turn it over.